to another episode of Survey Says. My name is Mel.
And I'm Maddie.
And for this episode, we have a very special guest, my friend, my buddy, my pal, Declan.
What's going on?
Not much. How about you?
I'm all right.
That's good. So Declan and I met at TAFE.
Yeah, about 2 and a bit years
2014.
Ago.
2014.
No. 17. Oh, wow, Mel, where are you living?
I didn't finish school
till 2016.
Well, me neither. Mm. So I don't know where.
But you were already there, so.
It's fine. 2017, we met. We did a year of sound production.
Yeah, we didn't actually meet each other probably until halfway through the year.
Doesn't that always happen?
Yeah.
It's the end of the year and then you're like, oh, actually, let's be friends. Also, I'm not going to see you again.
Yeah. So that's fine. Well, actually, I have seen Declan probably the most out of everyone from TAFE because you're my buddy, my pal.
Yeah.
Declan. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So now you are at JMC, I believe.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So Mel and I were doing audio engineering and sound production.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I wanted to continue on with that. We both got diplomas in it. And so I'm now doing a bachelor.
Of audio engineering.
And sound production, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. And Maddie's just...
That's fine.
Maddie.
We met 5 minutes
ago.
So Maddie, Declan, Maddie.
Hey.
What's going on?
Yeah. Welcome.
Well, then that's how friends are made.
You just experienced that live. This friendship, it begins. Alrighty, so for this episode, we've done things a little bit differently. So we came up with just one question, sent out the survey, and we're going to spend the whole episode talking about the one question. And that question is...
What does music mean to you? That was like the Superman. Oh, is that Batman? Batman.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Batman.
We'll get that was close.
I caught myself, it's okay.
Triggered. Coming out.
Of course. So we'll give you a little rundown if you don't know how Survey Says works. This is for Declan and for everybody listening. For Survey Says, we release a new episode every 2 weeks with questions or a question surrounding a different theme each time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public and then we get the pleasure of sharing them with you. There's a new episode every fortnight on Thursday mornings. You can head to surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com to listen to past episodes and keep an eye out for the next survey.
Do it.
Wow, so professional.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It was a very clean run.
Thank you. I try. I do it every 2 weeks
yes.
on the same day. So I've been doing it for how long now? Yeah,
it's almost like you've done this before.
It's almost like
nine,
I created this podcast.
A minimum of 9 times.
Almost.
Yeah, minimum of.
Oh, my phone.
So the responses this time around were from the responders were between the ages of 18 to 24, most of them, and a few between 24 and 34. So pretty same as every other episode because that's just how it ends up being.
Yep.
So let's get into it. What does music mean to you? Do you guys have anything you'd like to start off with or should I start off with an answer from the survey?
Well, short answer for me is everything.
It means everything to you.
There's a longer answer and that could take the whole 45 minutes.
Well, we have 40. You can jump in at any time you want and say anything.
Well, it's like, I owe my life to music for now more than ever because I'm trying to make it a job and like a living out of it. But, I mean, as everybody does, they go through dark times and everything, but it's like some of the music I found, during that time just helped me get through that. Like, there's a song by a band called Neck Deep called Gold Steps.
I love Neck Deep. I only know one song of theirs, but I like it.
And it's like, the lyrics are just like, the whole album is called Life Is Not Out to Get You.
Mm.
And it goes against like the whole stereotypical pop punk of just like hating where you're from and everything and just like everything sucks.
Yeah.
But the whole point of that song is it gets better.
Yeah.
It's like one of the lines is, I've been moving mountains that I once had to climb.
Aww.
So it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Goosebumps. Ah!
And then another song, Smooth Seas Don't Make Good Sailors. It's like...
Same band?
Same, all from the same album. It's just like that whole album helped me get through a particularly dark time.
That's so good when you can find... I feel like when you find music, you don't feel so alone because you know someone else has written those words, and then you also know someone else is listening to what you're listening to and feeling the same thing.
Like, I listen to a lot of heavy music, right?
Yes. And, you sure do.
We get it, your emo.
Wow, yes. Okay, thanks. Flicks bangs. No, but like, I find solace in that because, like, it's a way of also saying, like, hey, there are other people out here feeling the same way. And, like, a lot of people don't get at that, particularly with, like, all, like, screaming and everything. It's.
Wow.
Yeah, basically. Perfect. But, like, there's.
Think I've been practicing.
Should start a band. But, like, it's. Yeah, that. There's so much, like, there's a scene around it that is just unlike any other thing I've seen. Mm. It's like, it's a family. You see the same people at every show. Yeah. Sure, it may look dangerous and can be. It's like, I say, like, that I have a drug addiction to going to shows.
Yeah.
Because it is terrible for my back, my knees, my ears, my lungs, my wallet, my kidneys and everything.
Yeah.
But I still keep going back because it's just a rush every time.
Yeah.
Like this past week, I bought 4 tickets.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Give me the dollars.
But, like, they're all, like, to small shows and everything.
Yeah, so, like, you know, $20.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's, like, there's... I would rather go to a show like that where it's a couple of hundred cap max.
Yeah.
Than some stadium shows because there's just an energy that you can't find anywhere else.
And it's like just a small room.
It's people. Everybody in that room is there for the same reason. And we all want to have a good time and we're all just one sad, angry family.
I feel that when I go to a Taylor Swift concert, that's not quite a sad, angry family. It's more of a happy, everyone's here. Like everyone's sad and heartbroken because Taylor Swift. Everyone's there because they all love the same thing and love the same energy. And with 70,000 people at ANZ Stadium, it's like, whoa, look at all these people. And they're all here for her and I'm here for her. And we're all just one big happy family.
Yeah, I go to an event called Emo Night pretty regularly.
Emo Night.
Yeah.
Is it like Hot Damn?
What?
Do you know Hot Damn?
No.
Maybe.
It used to be like a themed night at Scary Canary.
Well, I
like basically emo night, but called Hot Damn.
Well, yeah, but this is better.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't even know.
Valid. I can guarantee you it's better.
Have you been to Scary Canary?
Yes.
It's my favorite place.
I don't like going out.
Oh, I'm Declan. I don't like going out, but I like going out to bands.
Yeah, it's different.
And concerts. Yeah, I'd so. You're not wrong.
Yeah, there's like, I hate people, but I love mosh pits.
Yeah. that's something.
Yeah, it's...
That just hit me deep in myself.
There's going, like, up... They have, like, a bunch of different floors playing. You got bands downstairs and then...
What place is it?
It's at the Burdekin.
Where is that?
It's on Oxford Street.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never been there before.
Cool. Yeah, so, like, the first floor is, like, just DJs just basically playing all, like, 2000s, like, Fall Out Boy and that sort of stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah, but, like, that room is always packed full of people singing their hearts out. And there's, like, as I'd never really found anybody, like, particularly during high school, I didn't know anybody that sort of listened to the same stuff as I did. So going to, like, events like that and just seeing rooms packed full of people all singing, like, a lot of my favorite songs and everything is just, it's comforting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, like, it means so much more than I can explain.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be very similar to a lot of the answers that people said in the survey, along with, like, stress relief, meditation, a tool for inspiration. That's directly a quote from Anonymous. we'll read out some survey answers and then we'll get to you, Maddie, and your answer on what
music. How do I even follow up with that?
Well, you don't. You don't have to say a thing anymore. That's it. Thanks for listening, the survey says.
That's the whole episode.
Alrighty. So, Moni says, music literally saved my life. I was bullied a lot in high school and sometimes the only positive I saw in life was through music.
That's, yeah.
Yep, there you go. Just reiterating.
Yeah.
What Declan said. Annalise says, music is my escape. It's memories that calm me down. I really use music to express my feelings. Same.
Yeah. I love the memories.
Yeah. But,
like, when you, like, go back through, like, old playlists and you listen to, like, an old song, and you're like, damn, this was my jam when I was 16. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love doing that.
I used to have – I make playlists of, like, every year, like, of, like, the songs that I find, and then that just becomes my playlist for the year. And looking at the music from 2018, I'm like, oh, well, what a throwback.
I literally just thought this year was 2018.
Who it's 2009. Wake up, Maddie. It's August. It's actually August.
That's
upsetting.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. It's like I just like basically just... I don't really organize the thing. Or my, particularly on Spotify, I don't organize things into playlists. I just save everything.
Right.
So it's all in the same thing.
Oh, fun.
But like I'll be listening to a song and like a song will come on and I just get thrown back into a certain time and place, an exact like moment in time. So like I could be... There's like particular songs that I will just get flashbacks just sitting in my bed, like quilled over my head and everything, just playing DS and stuff.
Yeah, like, do you know A Part of Me by Neck Deep?
Yes.
That song reminds me, I go back to 2013. I had just broken up with my first boyfriend. I was in English class being antisocial from the rest of the class, sitting there with A Part of Me playing in my ears, sharing it with my friend, and she's like, this is you and Lockie. And I was like, don't. And then I just cried, and like that was
I remember
that song reminds me of that moment.
Year 12, I can't remember what class it was, but I always had headphones in.
You were that kid.
I was that kid.
You still are that kid.
Yeah. But we had a substitute teacher in, and she said, can you take your headphones out? I took one out. And he said, there are two reasons that I get up in the morning, food and music.
Yeah.
And...
Yes.
There was... It was a, like, sort of like... Now I look back at it, it's sort of a bit of a dick move. but like, yeah, it's like... I always have music on. There's, like, if I'm just like at home or something, I'll just chuck it on even just for background noise.
Yeah.
Helps drown out the voices. But... But, yeah, it's just, like, I feel, like, naked, if that makes sense, without it.
Yeah. It's just a part of you.
It's a part of me.
Yeah.
A
part of me.
but, yeah, it's, like, I will always have it on no matter what.
Yeah. I've never met anyone quite like that. Like, I'm like, woo, Taylor Swift is live. But, yeah. Thanks for sharing, Declan. Thank you.
That's why I'm here.
Give a round of applause this is for Declan.
I'll put on the little sound effect and all that. Yeah, this is why you're the guest here. This is why I asked you. Well, we kind of mutually were like, you were like, hey, I want to be on the podcast. And I'm like, of course, what shall we do?
It's like the one like, thing that I can the one talk about.
And what we have in common, music.
Makes sense.
So here we are. Maddie, do you have anything? What does music mean to you?
Music. I feel like this is what a lot of people are going to say, but it definitely helps with like my anxiety and stuff like that. Like I get social anxiety before like any event. It doesn't matter how long I've known the person for, I still get like really tight chested and like just before I'm about to go when I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm like getting ready to go out, I'm like doing my hair or my makeup, I always just like blast like pump up music, like, I don't know, Hey Ya or something. Like, and it like just helps to like help me chill out. Yeah. I just like dance around. I'm like, it's going to be
it's
fine.
Like a distraction.
Like, yeah. And so like, yeah. I did it before I got my L's too, you know? So
yes, queen.
Just like, yeah, I don't know. I also think it's funny how music can make you relate to the artist, even if you haven't been through what they're going through.
Yeah.
Like breakup music.
You've
I haven't
been
ever been
breakup.
In a relationship, so I have no idea what that's like, really.
You don't want
to
know.
But like, Be All Right, Dean Lewis, right? I'm like,
oh,
I relate
every
to
time.
It so much. I'm like, this is like making me feel all the emotions, but I've never been through a breakup. Like, I think that's incredible.
Well, see, that's why I listen to music.
Yeah.
Because I've been through so many. Been through so many heartbreaks and sad times. But sometimes, like, my recent breakup, when we broke up, I couldn't listen to music because it would, every song would make me cry. And so for like a solid month, I think I listened to like maybe two songs that had nothing to do with love at all that I didn't even relate to because I couldn't listen to
music. I can't imagine that just coming from like, because I rely so heavily on it.
Yeah.
As, yeah, it's like the music I listen to is some reflection of my mood, but yeah. I will also be like super happy and be listening to like the heaviest
shit. Yeah.
So yeah. It's just all the way through. It's just like
the same stuff over and over again.
Just 8-string guitars. But at the same time, I could be on like having one of my darker days, yeah. and I'll be listening to something that's just inexplicably like upbeat.
Mm. Yeah, right.
And so yeah, whilst I will listen, drown my sadness with sad music, yeah. which is incredibly healthy.
It's actually so therapeutic. It's actually insane.
Yeah,
it just gets everything out.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, there's at the same time that I'll do the exact opposite.
Yeah. Fun. Is that Harmon to reply to that?
How fun. I guess so.
We'll go back to the survey. Have a little readsies. Do you want to say some?
I can. Cool. Anonymous. Music is a way for me not to feel alone. It's a medium to remember people, feelings, trips, etc. It gets me through the rough times, but also celebrates the good times.
That's yeah, exactly. cute. I have a song. It's called Oceans by Seafret.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of New Zealand. It's like sad. Okay, so funny story. So it's like it's a breakup song. But it came on while I was at the hot pools in New Zealand with my boyfriend at the time. Mm. And so it became like our New Zealand song, but right. it was a breakup song. Right. But it wasn't sad until we broke up. And then I listened to the song and I'm like, ouch, now it reminds me of New Zealand and sad times. How fun. Caitlin, you can say this one too.
I can say you give me the long ones. music.
Well, we can both say it. You can stop halfway through. Tell me when you're sick of reading.
Right. Music is amazing. I love the variety of genres, artists, and streaming services that are available to choose from. My favorite being Spotify, not Woo-hoo. Sponsored. I love that the music can fit with your emotions, also change your mood, and just relate to your situation or what you're going through. Music is therapeutic and relaxing, and at times it's just nice to kick back and relax through listening to a new album or an oldie but a goodie.
My turn. I also enjoy listening to music in the car on long road trips because you can sing along and it just brings joy to everyone else in the car as well, and definitely makes the trip seem shorter and more enjoyable. Mm. I think everyone should love music as it can cater to anyone because of the great variety. Smiley face, love you guys, XX.
Love you too.
Thanks, Caitlin. She's talking to you too, Declan.
Oh, yep. Oh, me too?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Of course.
I don't know what to say. I'm flattered.
Actually, you know what? Just you.
Just me. Wow.
Just you. She knew.
That's a lot of pressure.
And oop.
And oop.
Declan, do you want to read out this one from Azaria?
Music means everything to me. Music means passion, something to help me calm down, a reason to believe better things are coming, a reason to believe anyone from anywhere can do anything.
Yay. Positive.
Yeah. It's like, it. Seeing like, for me, like seeing bands live and just like, it's one of those things where you just go, hey, I could do this.
Yeah.
And it just like, it gives that just that extra boost of like confidence to say, hey, maybe I should like just try and, particularly in this scene, just try and like meet people, talk to people. And
in the industry?
No, just like, in
these gigs general. And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I went and saw my mate play up in Newcastle, supporting some like, not like big bands or anything.
But like well known.
They were well known in the respective scene.
Yeah.
And so afterwards, because I was just helping pack up gear and shit, and afterwards they were all out sitting next to their tour bus.
Oh, yeah.
Tour bus, it was just a hire van.
Yeah.
but just all having beers with, so we just like joined them. And for that, however long, half hour or whatever.
Yeah.
I was just mates with all these
cool,
with all these musicians. And it was
famous
people. Just like,
that's so cool.
And yeah, it was, everybody was super chill and everything. It's just like, you're just having beers with the boys. And
yeah.
It's like, and that's what's so great about all this small, I'm just going to be ranting about small.
That's small, the small venues, hardcore small scene. Bands. That's where it all begins. So
yeah, it's like, it's so important. And not a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
It's like supporting all your, like your local bands and stuff. It means more to them than you can ever imagine.
Yeah. Like, like this small podcast.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have one friend who sent me, like this long ass message about like to Maddie and I, just saying like, you're amazing, thank you so much for creating this podcast, it's amazing and I really enjoy it. And that one message was like, thank you.
Yeah, it's like, we're doing it, even if like, it's for one person, it's like, worth it.
Exactly. And we get 3 likes on our social media posts, but it's like, thank you for interacting.
Yeah.
So like such small things like that, it's really important to, it's a community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's supporting each other.
Yeah.
And we have a mate, actually all of our mates are in bands. Are you in a band?
Not Ish. As such, sort yeah. of. It's well, like a recording thing.
We have three friends from TAFE, Tate, Tom and Gus.
Mm.
Tate's in a band.
Yeah.
And Tom and Gus are in another band. And like, I've been to Tom and Gus's gigs like so many times because it's like, now they're big. So I'm like, you guys don't need me anymore.
Shout out to the Lulu Rays.
The Lulu Rays.
And then Infinite Illusion.
Infinite Illusion.
Two very different styles.
But so different, but still our friends. But yeah, supporting friends is such a big thing. And I love doing it. It's like, I'm here for you guys.
Mm.
And that's a whole nother part of music.
Yeah.
Rather than just listening to it and, you know, relating to a Taylor Swift song. Yeah, live music is also such a big part of people's lives. Yeah.
It's like friend at TAFE is obsessed with Lainey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's going to Hawaii.
Oh, didn't she already go?
No, she went on their other tour and now she's going
to Hawaii. Oh, so now Hawaii is now.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but yeah, anyway.
She's
like an OG fan. It's
community.
Great.
Well, same. Yeah. I'm going to mention this again. Taylor Swift. I have so many friends. It's such a community. Like social media everywhere. Everyone loves each other. Everyone's so supportive. And like I have like 2 of my best friends I met through Taylor Swift in 2012. And my current, one of my best friends now, Alex, we met on Twitter in 2014.
Oh, really? Hmm.
With our Taylor Swift usernames. And we're still, and we're besties. It's like, you know, it's crazy.
Mm.
I'm very animated today.
You really are. Because you're standing up, you're like, well, I can do like high kicks.
Because everyone can see that.
Yeah. Well, we'll just
let
them know.
We should have been filming, man.
We should have, but we're not.
Oh, well.
All right, we'll meet out.
Meet out.
Another one. This is another long one. So
sounds
maybe
like
we'll.
Damn.
I'll split it. It does. Oh my god.
Hot so damn. This
one
is. Jam.
This is from Matty. He says, "Hot damn! That's a loaded question, but here goes. Music means a lot to me. It's where I want my career to be. Hopefully, doing something from mixing and mastering to producing and writing to playing and performing." I just want to be around music. I want it to swallow me and my life. It also just brings so much relief and joy to my life.
Whether it's the new number one hit from the Chainsmokers that I'm singing in my car at the top of my lungs, or
Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, you can just insert his voice then.
Say it again.
Tchaikovsky.
There we go.
Piano.
Piano concert.
Concerto, number one.
Speak, man. Yep. In its final movement, that I play on rainy days on the train, music is a way to let the light come through again. It can let out anger and the pain in a way that nothing else can. The world just makes a little more sense when you put it to a tune.
Yeah. Exactly.
That is going to sound very interesting.
I feel so dramatic when I'm like,
everybody's doing got their own soundtrack.
There's music playing. And
yeah, it's like you're looking out of your car window on a rainy day,
of
just
course.
Imagining
oh,
the
because
music video.
You had a bad day. You're taking
I do that all the time. I do that on the train a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm like driving and a song comes on and I'm like, well, I wish I was in like some dramatic music video, like driving back to my ex-boyfriend's house or something.
Taylor Swift?
Of course.
I'll listen to a song and like imagine like certain like movie scenes to it.
Oh yeah.
Like, so I've got like a bunch of bar fight songs and then car chase songs and stuff.
That's so fun. We're so different because you do that and then in my head I make up kissing scenes and romantic first dances and stuff like that.
It's weird how we're friends.
Yeah, no, I don't even know how.
Polar opposites. Yes.
Polar opposites completely. But like, buddy.
Yeah, I was on the way home from the Hugh Jackman concert and the car in front of us, its number plate said Tay and it was bouncing. They were headbanging that hard. We went past them and we're like, are you okay? Like, they were like jumping in their car.
Oh my god,
it was really funny. I was like, damn,
what
it
was
smelled,
the music
smelled,
that is me.
I couldn't hear it.
I
don't know how I couldn't hear it because they were, anyway.
Yeah, you need to calm down.
I get a kick out of like driving past people and watching their reaction to that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just like, I have a song called Kill All Your Friends.
That's nice. Billie Eilish, who?
You're blasting it.
Or rather, Kill All My Friends. But yeah, I just crank the shit out of that. And it's just so fun. It's so funny just to watch like people's just faces just fill with horror.
That's hilarious.
Amazing.
That's my goal.
Yeah, it's just like just me just sitting there just going, yeah. And it's just this ink, just fastest blast beat ever.
Kill My Friends.
How fun. How it actually goes?
I don't know. Yeah,
it's just like the happiest song you'll ever hear.
Yeah, of course it is. Another answer from the survey is from Alex. She says, music to me is like a therapy. On a bad day, if I listen to songs that resonate with me and my situation, it instantly makes me feel better. Or just like when I'm happy, I feel happier.
Yeah, it's a sadness with sad songs.
Yeah, it kind of speeds up the process. It's like adding sad plus sad.
It cancels out.
Yeah, and it like happens faster, I guess. It's like if you...
Yeah, you're...
So if you're sad and you distract yourself, then the sad is still there. But if you feel it and you feel it and you feel it, it goes faster. That's why when you're sad, you cry and it's completely healthy.
And you eat
healthy.
Ice cream.
And you eat lots of ice cream and you cry a lot and you talk to all your friends and you watch so many sad movies and listen to sad songs. And then even then you end up like, no.
Wow.
That sounds like a you problem.
Wow, it is a me problem.
Yeah, I just tend to... I know this is bad, but I tend to bottle things up.
Oh, same, 100%.
So many people do. I'm a rare case where I just let it all out. But no, completely, so many people just...
Yeah.
And
instead of talking to people, listening to these sad songs.
He's sad.
It's just like that. I just immediately thought of a lyric that has the word sad songs in it.
I'm just a sad song at We the Kings.
Have flashbacks to a different time as well.
Oh, okay. We the Kings. Me too. Actually, I'm just going to quickly interrupt. Here's a little story for you. I haven't spoken about this in years. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, people from high school will remember this. Year 7, talent show. I had a crush on this guy.
It's going well.
You can see where this is going. So year 7, talent show. Had a crush on this guy. And so I was talking to him on Facebook. And, you know, I was thinking about doing the talent show, but I wasn't sure what song I was doing, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, talking to this guy, and I'm like, hey, like, what's your favorite song? And he's like, Check Yes, Juliet by We the Kings. And I'm like, oh, how interesting. I actually knew the song, like, because my brother's been listening
great
to...
Great song.
Yeah, it is a great song. Gives me major flashbacks. But let's get to that. So, auditioning. Got into the talent show year 7. I'm small. I'm awkward. I'm terrifying.
And you're terrifying?
I'm awkward. Terrifying. At 12, 13, I was
terrifying.
An awkward kid with a crush
still
on everybody.
An kid
Thank
with
you.
A crush on everybody.
You, well, yeah, me. Awkward, we're all awkward kids. We're all awkward. You guys are more awkward than I am.
I'm still an awkward kid.
Yes. So, yeah. So I got into the talent show. I rock up in... I don't even remember exactly what I was wearing.
All black.
Fluoro pink.
Never mind.
Converse. High tops.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Possibly. I think. Actually, I can't remember. I'm pretty sure I was wearing those. And then I think like a skater skirt of sorts. Leggings. I'm pretty sure. And then this t-shirt. Avril Lavigne vibes are real. T-shirt with a tie, like with printed on. And so I think I had pigtail. I don't know. I was like trying to be punk rock. And here I am. I think I had fishnets somewhere.
Ooh.
But here I am, like on my head, something. I don't know. Here I am, 12, 13 years old. I get on the stage. I'm ready. I've got the microphone. Oh, no. I don't even know what I look like at this point. I don't even remember. But I remember looking at the audience and everyone's like, huh. And then like singing Check Yes, Juliet. And I find the guy in the crowd and he's just like,
head down.
And the song comes on and I'm singing it. And I think I sounded fine. I sounded all right. But then it got to the bridge or something and someone hit the table and the CD skipped.
And
it's a backing track,
right?
So I like freaked out. I'm like, what are we up to? Like, I don't remember what I said, but I like froze and I like looked around and everyone's like, like a real movie moment. And I ran off the stage and I started crying and it was like, haunted me forever.
I've
that's so sad.
Yeah, I can't like, I just can't like even do presentations or anything. So let alone standing up in front of like a school.
I'm dramatic. I like making.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. I like, you know, making movie moments a real thing. So naturally, that's what I did when I was 12 years old. Didn't end well. The guy actually had a girlfriend at the time. But I did it anyway. I'm not going to hold back. If I want something, I'm going to get it, honey.
Yeah, no, I'd be like the mum behind the camera at Mean Girls and just
yes! But like... yeah, and then it was just awkward after that. And then him and his girlfriend broke up. And then I asked him out. And then he rejected me.
What?
So.
That's not the plot of Misery Business.
It's the plot of Mel's life. And that's just the beginning. So that's what music means to me. Gives me major triggering flashbacks to year seven.
That's nice.
Yeah. Let's read some more answers from the survey here. I just hit myself in the face on the microphone. I feel like that's definitely happened before.
I think it has.
Sam says, music allows me to go into my own little world and forget my troubles for a moment.
Yeah.
Which is what a lot of people use music for.
Mm-hmm.
James says, music has always been something I've enjoyed. Whether it be listening to, singing along to, or delving into how artists create and write music. Mostly for me, though, especially in the last decade, it's become something I've shared with people. I've met people, created friendships, and experiences that without music, Taylor Swift to be specific, I would never have had, and I will be forever grateful for it, as well as look forward to whatever comes next. So many people meet so many people. Through
music.
Through music, music, yeah.
As we've already spoken about.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We have a concert coming up.
Love?
Yeah, Love. Yeah. Not Survey Says.
Unfortunately.
That would have been interesting.
Yes, we're going to Love. You know, I'm so tired of love songs guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I was letting Declan know.
Oh, I was like, I mean,
you have the ticket. I have the tickets, but you're coming with me.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Well, we're still friends. Can you imagine it being so awkward?
Arkies. Arkies. Jesus Christ.
You are really something aggressive. Else today.
Clumsy McGee today. Oh my God, 420, blaze it. Actually 421, but that's fine.
You're late.
You're late.
That's what I had. On my year 12 jersey at school, I had you're late.
Are you serious?
Nice. I didn't graduate.
She came here instead.
Weird flex.
You're meant to be in year 12 right now, hey?
Yeah.
You're meant to be doing, trials. Yeah.
That sucks.
But instead she's here.
Suckers.
You're doing an advanced diploma at TAFE. You've got a podcast. Honey, sweetie, you're winning.
I'm on my way.
We're all doing pretty great for ourselves, hey. Let's all just boast a little bit. I've got a job at Australian Radio Network.
A job?
For Kiss FM, which is fun. And podcast, that's fun. And that's all I have to say. And I have a lot of other personal goals that I have recently reached, which is fun. How about you, Declan? How are you striving on?
Well, last year I did an internship at a studio up on the Central Coast.
On the Central Coast. That's right. You told me about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Who did you work with?
Well, whilst I was there, there was Birds of Tokyo, Polish Club. The Ocean Alley went through there at the same time as well.
Oh, my God. How fun.
Yeah, some cool artists as well, just like some small bands as well. It's like it's an interesting mix that goes through there.
Cool. Yeah, what's the studio?
The Grove.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to apply there, but then I was like, it's too far away. That's right. I had an interview, but I was like, I ain't driving to the Central Coast.
Yeah, for me, it's I can get there.
You're in.
Yeah, I'm up north.
Yeah. So it's a lot easier for you to get there.
Yeah, it takes me less time than to get across the other side of the city.
Oh wow! Yeah, fun. Works well for you then.
Yeah.
Who do we have next?
Liz,
tell me, what does music mean to you?
Oh, I'm trying to impersonate her. That's weird.
I don't even know who Liz is.
Oh. Liz says it's a way to escape reality. It's a way to express so many emotions and just have fun. Plus, you can dance to music, so that's a huge bonus.
Yay!
Smiley face emoji.
We love dancing. Who else do we got? We have Gerard.
Oh my god, from MyCam.
Yeah.
Okay, I went with another direction in that. Is that right? I said Gerard Butler. Do you not know who Gerard Butler is?
He's an actor.
Yeah.
I know the name.
No,
I know the name, but who is he?
He's an actor.
He does a lot of shitty movies.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I know
I think
the
he's
name.
In Phantom of the Opera as well.
Can you please look up his face?
Yeah.
Phantom of the Opera is the... Inside
yeah, since this was a music, like, Gerard Way. Just thought, yeah.
Gerard.
You should know his name. It's
Gerard.
Gerard.
This guy.
Oh, I completely know who he is. He's in The Ugly Truth and in so many things. I love that movie. It's Katherine Heigl.
Movies, so. Yeah, a lot of shitty movies.
Yeah. Good. That's a great movie. That movie, I didn't know what a vibrator was till I watched that movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Some good education there.
You know this podcast is basically explicit. The first episode is not explicit. The rest,
we
haven't sworn
went
yet.
Went off the rails.
I have.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, have you?
You haven't.
Oh, shit. Explicit it is.
That was, look at that block of sound right there.
That's just Mel.
And square waves.
All the time. So anyway, Gerard. I have a manager at work. His name is Jared.
Oh.
But then I have a friend called Gerard. And so I was like, oh, which one is which? So Gerard says, an expression of thought / emotion. From the tune / beat down to the lyrics themselves, it hits differently for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, songs that are obviously specifically, like, about a relationship, you know, you can twist that into, you know, relating to a friendship or, you know, stuff like
I
that.
I love my mom. No, maybe not in that way, but, yeah.
I love my mom.
I love my mom.
You
could totally twist it, maybe.
Yeah, that's it's a like, challenge. I Want You Back by Jackson 5. He's Michael Jackson at that stage was, like, how old?
Yeah, teeny tiny.
Yeah, like a
they
child.
They were all teeny tiny.
Singing I Want You Back, baby.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Well, there's a new Taylor Swift song called The Archer, and, you know, people took it as, like, a song about herself and, like, being hard on herself. What the line is, I've been the archer, I've been the prey, who could ever leave me, darling, who could stay? And so it's kind of, like, talking about her own thought process, or it's talking about a relationship and, like, what they think. So it's been taken so many different ways, which is good
it's
up for interpretation.
Great, it's not necessarily about how the artist feels. It's about how you feel because of what they've said.
Yeah. Which is why back in the day I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be the next Taylor Swift. Who doesn't want to be the next Taylor Swift?
Lots of drama around her, though.
Let's not talk about that. You need to calm down.
You're being too loud.
Being too... I need to stop myself from singing. Anyway,
Mel having
know
a
where I was going with this.
There's been a lot, like, the mentions of Taylor Swift have been far fewer than I expected.
We're talking about music. Oh, this is the most I've mentioned her in an episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Mm. Well, it's because we're talking about music,
because in day-to-day conversation.
It's actually not that much. I only mentioned her once in my 21st birthday speech. Even if I did. I don't even remember if I did. Oh, I did.
I watched it. I wasn't there, but I watched it.
Oh, you didn't? That's not even all of it.
Oh, really?
That's just the beginning and the end.
Oh, wow.
Actually, for my 21st speech, I was a little bit drunk.
A little bit.
From those Instagram stories.
I didn't realize I was drunk. Like, I was like, no, I'm fine. Like, completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next day I woke up, I'm like, wait, what did I say in my speech?
I made the dumbest decision of my life by giving you a mic.
You mean the best decision?
No.
Ever? Giving Mel a microphone is probably...
You didn't need that microphone.
Yeah, but it's fun. I wasn't loud. I was talking
yeah, but
like
it's fun.
This. Like...
You get loud.
Even
it's
like that.
When I laugh, I get loud. That's about it.
So okay. take your like your normal self.
Yes.
And then just amp that up.
Isn't that fun, though?
It's fun. But there's a point where it's like, okay, my ears hurt.
Okay, well, maybe you were standing next to a speaker.
No, I was at the back of the room.
Yeah, I think that maybe there was a speaker over there.
The speaker's behind.
We get it. Oh, my God. Mel's loud and annoying. Join the club. You know, you can go stand with everybody else who thinks that.
All right.
Are you kidding me? All right. So this is the last one. that we're going to be seeing today from the survey. We have Mia. She says, What does music mean to you? She says everything.
With an exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark.
So everything.
Jesus. Mel, is that you? She says, I use music to cheer me up when I'm feeling down, pass the time on the train, dance with friends, background music when I'm chilling at home. Declan, was that you? Is your name Mia?
Yeah, these are all me.
Yeah, of course.
Just under pseudonyms.
Just all you, all at once.
I dance in the kitchen when I'm cooking. I always put on like loud music.
I was cooking once and like Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Yeah, once. Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On came on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was just looking at the food as that song plays.
Yeah.
It was oddly arousing.
Amazing. It's Marvin Gaye. Wow.
That was beautiful.
Anyone else have anything else to say about what music means to them? Basically, music just means to me Taylor Swift and heartbreak and crying and feeling.
It's just a lot of sadness coming from you today.
Actually,
which is
do I look sad?
No,
because
I'm
not
black.
Sad. Well, only half.
Yeah, that's fair.
I should have worn my glad to be sad shirt.
Oh, damn. That's okay. We're all happy. We're all happy. Happy. People today. No, like I'm actually fine. Just when I mostly listen to music when I'm sad to help being sad. But then also I found so many really, really fun songs recently. I have two playlists called She's Sad and She's Happy. And in my She's Happy one, obviously we've got Taylor Swift. But this song that I found, it's called Cute Without You. And it's like the most empowering breakup song ever. And it's like I'm good. That one all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm fine without you. Adios, amigos.
That's always good.
What else do I have on my playlist? Do you guys have songs that you really love right now?
Let me look at my playlist.
Should I just... Because yes.
Well, okay, what's your song, your one song at the moment that you've been really listening to that describes your life or really... is just...
Because, like, that describes my life?
Well, that you've just been...
That I've just been jamming, or what? Because I...
And pick one that you want to share with and give a little story about and a reason.
Give me a second.
Maddie. We'll go to you.
Oh, well, it doesn't really describe me, but I really, like, listened to Despacito a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it just made a comeback to me.
Why?
Because I just love Spain.
Cool.
It's from Spain, right? Yeah.
Wow, so deep and meaningful. Thank you for sharing
that,
Maddie.
No, it's just a bop, dude. I just want to like learn all the words to it.
I really
want to learn Spanish.
You should.
I think I will.
All right, Declan, you have it?
Yeah. It's by a band from Melbourne called A Burden. It's sort of like sort of post-hardcore, the heavier side of things.
Love that.
But it's called Only For You. And the lyrics in that, when I found it, was like, yeah, they resonated with me.
Yeah.
The main line going into the chorus is it okay not to be okay?
Oh, that's... Let's get a bit deep for a hot second here before we wrap up the episode. Since I turned 20 last year up until, like, February, March this year, I was going through quite a rough time. And, you know, I always felt guilty when I wasn't okay. And I was like, no, like, I have to do this. I have to do that. I can't be sad. People would be like, Mel, why are you crying? And,
you sort of feel like being sad is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then so many things were popping up. Like, I became such an advocate for, like, inspirational messages. My Instagram has basically turned into positivity. But it's like, no, it's definitely okay. It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And
no, it's the whole
society's realizing that.
That the point that particular line poses.
Yeah.
And I was at work one day wearing my glad to be sad shirt, and somebody says, "Oh, you shouldn't be glad to be sad." And I got really offended by that.
Yeah.
And at first I didn't know why, but I went home and thought about it, and just like, yeah, you should be okay with saying, "Hey, I'm not at my best right now, but that's."
But that's okay.
Yeah,
you're still going. You're here.
Yeah.
You got out of bed.
Yeah,
and that's like all you can really do for yourself.
Yeah.
Which is,
and for me, that's progress.
Yes. Go, Declan. More rounds of applause.
There are so many
Declan.
Hidden references in this.
Yeah, fun. It's like Easter egg.
Yeah.
We love Easter eggs.
Yeah, I read.
Nobody apart from me will get.
No.
Probably not.
Exactly.
It's fine.
So, what's Despacito? What's the song?
Only For You by A Burden.
Only For You by A Burden.
You?
Or one word, A Burden.
Oh, A Burden. A Burden. I think I might know them.
You might.
Possibly.
What about you, Mel?
Great band.
Me? Well.
Me? Who, me?
Who, me? I'm going to have to say there's a three, four, a few. Never Really Over by Katy Perry.
Yep.
Bopping. Falling for Boys by Julia Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
Cute Without You by Emma Blackery.
Are we surprised?
And Sad Forever by Love.
Mm.
It's a good. No, the line is, I don't want to be sad forever. I don't want to be sad no more. I just want to wake up and wonder, what the hell am I doing this for? I don't want to be medicated. I don't want to lose that war. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be sad anymore.
It's you should listen like you to just it. Rapped.
Oh, I don't want to be sad anymore. I'm Ed Sheeran. Out of all the rappers, I said Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
because yeah, he's a rapper.
Yeah.
He is. Let's wrap up this episode of Subway Sounds.
That was aggressive.
Aggressive or exciting?
Both.
Mixture of both.
Por que no los dos? Por que no los dos? Sí, sí, señorita y señor. Well, thank you everybody for listening to another episode of Survey Says. Declan, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here and expressing your thoughts and being so open.
Yeah.
So many people are going to listen to this episode. They're going to know you.
Wow. Now. That's. I don't know how I feel about it.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. And of course, Maddie, thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Well,
and of thanks, course. Mel, for being here.
You thank yourself.
Of course. No one else will.
Oh.
Well, you still don't.
That took a doctor. Well,
thanks for being here, Mel.
Oh, of course. Anytime, anytime. So don't forget to follow our blog, surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com. The next survey will be posted soon on Survey Saturdays.
Woo.
Or should we make a That's survey a Sundays?
Sundays.
I don't know, but alliteration is satisfying.
It is. No, I know. That's why I came up with it like out of nowhere one time.
All by yourself?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm proud.
Thank you. I was at the bus stop like on the way to record last time.
Mm.
And I was like, let's do Survey Saturday. She was like, oh my God, how'd you come up with that?
And she was like, I don't know.
It just came out of nowhere. So yes, we have the website and we've also got a Facebook page that you can like. So look up Survey Says Podcast. We've received some really, really lovely feedback on our Apple Podcast reviews. So thank you, Matty.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
And also messages from listeners. So thank you so much. If you could leave reviews anywhere or message us, give us feedback, opinions. It's always,
yes, please do.
Always amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Declan, do you have any social medias that you would like to scream out to the world for follows or?
Not really, but like...
No problem.
I'm not that hard to find if you somehow want to stalk me for whatever
Yeah, well,
reason.
I've tagged you in posts on, yeah, the, yeah. on the website.
You can find him if you're dedicated enough.
My official title is Music Enthusiast.
Yes.
I only want to be referred to that.
Just Music Enthusiast.
Just Declan. Music Enthusiast.
Cool. I'll make sure to do that.
All right, cool.
So we've also started posting a new little photo series called Answers of Survey Says. It's a bit of fun to share some answers that don't quite make it onto the podcast.
Bit of a trailer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a bit of fun. Just some content for online. So yeah, ones that don't make it on the podcast or are just so iconic that they need to be shared on your social medias as well as just scrolling mindlessly on a Saturday morning or Sunday morning after
just
you got
every
drunk,
morning
or just
life.
All the time.
Yep.
Or at nighttime. So
you got any more times there?
All the time. So yeah, that's it. Thanks. Thank you again, Declan.
Nice.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you, Mel.
I wasn't expecting that. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Well, yeah, so there'll be another episode in 2 weeks. So we'll speak to you then,
bye.
But not Declan. No,
not me.
Unfortunately.
So, bye.
Yeah. Well, adios,
bye.
Amigos.
Bye.
See ya.